I'm building a structure nearly 2 meters high and weighing over 100 kilograms. It will depict one of our worst behaviors, and you'll see what it is. Singapore, a food paradise. And hawker centres are where people go to get the most delicious fare. But there is an unsavoury side to our culinary heaven. This.
I know. This isn't exactly a new problem. And we've done everything from national campaigns to poster reminders. In fact, we've even resorted to having tray return ambassadors. But this still happens. We leave behind our trays along with the cutleries and very often used tissues too. In this special two-part episode of Talking Point, I find out what it will take for Singaporeans to return our food trays.
I'm starting my journey at this hawker centre in central Singapore. I'm here to meet head of the Hawker Association, Tang Sing Chew. As hawker chairman, he is the hawker's liaison to the government. And he's at its wit's end when it comes to getting Singaporeans to return their trays. To show me just how bad our dining etiquette is, Mr. Tang is throwing me into the deep end.
This is my uniform? Yes, your
uniform.
Okay, very good. I'm very excited. Thank
you.
Continue.
Mr. Tang wants me to be a cleaner for 4 hours. Worse, I've been assigned to take on the centre's most hectic shift, lunch hour. Lucky for me, I'm paired with one of the centre's most experienced cleaners. 45-year-old Chia Siu Kien has been cleaning up after diners for 6 years. And she's giving me the 101 on tray clearing before I start my shift.
I'm supposed to remember where all these things belong, which stalls they belong to, and where I'm supposed to return them. I think I'm going to have to be really hands-on to remember.
Each stall has its own designated plates, bowls, and I didn't realize that my job involved having to collect the trays and crockery from the tray return station or from the tables and return them to the respective stalls.
给你这一个三块布了，这一个是抹桌子的咯，清除肮脏的那些残余物。OK，就是比如说桌子上面有很多食物的残留，要抹的话就用绿色。OK，所以这个是属于消毒的咯。消毒。所以这一个是属于椅子的咯。椅子的。OK。
Turns out, cleaning is a lot more complicated than it looks.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so I'm going to have to keep the trays and remember exactly which stall I have to return the trays to. I cannot remember anything as of now, okay?
I've been assigned an area covering just 5 stalls. But minutes into lunchtime, I'm already feeling overwhelmed. Along with trays, we are leaving behind our used crockery.
That's a full bowl of noodles. I was going to go in and clear them. Oh, wait, I forgot to wipe the tables. Okay, let's try if I can get this right. I think this one belongs to here. Let me check.
Everywhere I go, I see trays left behind on tables. It's clear there is a tray return crisis, and I want to understand why.
Can I ask why is it that you haven't cleared your table? There's a tray return station there.
Yeah. I didn't know.
Okay, so do you commonly not return?
I guess it's not a Singaporean thing yet. I need time to get into this.
So how best do you think we can get Singaporeans to be used to it?
Yeah, I guess this helps. You got me.
You're speaking to you in front of the camera helps.
Yeah, you got me.
Uncle, 你的那个托盘还有碗碟需要归还啊，很多新加坡人都不习惯了，好像有一点不习惯归还那个碗碟归还啊，托盘归还，为什么是这样呢？你认为？赶时间啊。OK，时间。那我想请问你，刚才这边有很多碗碟，是你自己清理的，还是他那个清洁工清理的？
应该是不用自己清理了，有人帮你清理。
Excuse me, ma'am. Can I ask why haven't you returned your plates and your bowls? Are you aware that we're supposed to return the plates and the bowls?
Why
haven't you done that?
I want to go to the supermarket first.
You want to go to the supermarket first?
Yeah.
So you're going to leave it here for the cleaner?
Yeah.
I've only been a cleaner for 4 hours, and let me tell you, it is exhausting. Not only do I have to clean and disinfect the tables because of the pandemic, I also have to sort and return the trays and the crockeries according to the different stalls quickly. So when customers don't return their trays and their crockeries, it is really additional responsibility for the cleaners.
The thing is, a recent survey done by the Singapore Management University reveals that 1 in 3 think it's a cleaner's job to return food trays. At the end of the shift, I sit my cleaning buddy, Madam Chia, down for a quick chat.
当你鼓励食客归还他们的托盘的时候，他们有些什么样的反应？遇到不好的
customer， 就是我们叫他归回碗盘的时候，他们会非常的没有礼貌，会大小声的骂我们哦。请你们这些人来做什么？请你们这些清洁工来做什么？我们都帮你做了，那你们要做些什么？你同意这样的说法吗？不同意咯，因为如果是讲。 他们归回碗盘的时候，我们还要帮他清理桌子，还要把那些食物清理干净，会减轻我们的负担咯，让食客有更多的桌子可以坐了。My
stint as a cleaner has shown me how we overburden our cleaners when we habitually leave our trays and cutlery behind. I wonder what will happen if we let cleaners focus on their core jobs instead of returning our trays and crockery for us. I'm conducting a social experiment, but it's going to take some effort to set this up. I'm on a mission to investigate our tray return crisis. With an ongoing pandemic, I'm worried that the problem goes beyond a lack of social grace. Lunchtime debris I had to clear include spat out food remnants and wads of used tissue paper left behind. Are we unnecessarily putting our cleaners and other diners at risk by not returning trays? Dr. Matthew Chua is a public health researcher for over 5 years. He's going to tell me all about the nasty germs that lurk on our food trays.
Hi, Matthew.
Hi, Diana.
I see you're eating your food on a food tray.
Yes.
How can food trays be vectors for transmission of diseases?
Food trays can actually carry bacteria like E. coli, Salmonella from the previous host. And then this can actually transmit to the next person touching it without protection. So the main symptoms of salmonella will be vomiting and also severe diarrhea to a point of dehydration sometimes. And this could be life-threatening to many people. And not to mention, okay, this is only one of the myriad of diseases you can get, including COVID-19. Secondly, we do not know whether birds or animals have come in and actually feast on the leftovers and therefore transmit bird-borne viruses or bacteria or animal-borne viruses and bacteria onto the utensils and on the tray. And this will actually unknowingly lead to the next person touching it.
So from a public health perspective, what would you like to see?
We should eat over the tray, and then once we have done with it, we should return the tray.
If we don't return our food trays, we risk infecting others with nasty diseases and viruses. Perhaps the obstacle to ingraining our tray return habit is our cleaners. How bad is our reliance on cleaners? What happens if we force people to clean up after themselves? Well, I'm going to conduct a social experiment. It's just before lunchtime at this two-story hawker centre located in central Singapore.
谢谢你们参与我们的实验。所以呢，基本上呢，今天在 lunch hour，所有的清洁工都不可以帮你们的食客归还那个托盘。所以你们一定要克制自己，一定要有 self-control，不要帮他们归还那个托盘。
Their job today is to simply sanitize the tables and clear the tray return stations. It's something they are not used to.
你们不用担心，我们尽量的帮你们。所以像这样的一个告示牌， OK， 基本上告示牌上面呢是已经说明了，今天清洁工们是不会帮你们清理你们的托盘的，好不好？三个钟，<笑>我们要看看到底食客们 会不会自己归还托盘？那我的第二点呢，就是那你们可以做什么呢？你们还是可以走来走去的，你们的工作呢是限制于用你们的那个消毒液来消毒和抹桌子。如果那些客人没有拿那个
bowl and tray to return 啊，那么他们要不要过去抹？如果食客没有归还托盘的，你们不可以碰。
Mr. Tan， 你最大的顾虑是什么呢？我最大的顾虑就是小贩的受影响，因为当顾客他们来到这边看到满桌子的碗盘，他们可能会离开，所以间接我们的生意会受到影响。To
prepare diners at this hawker center, I've set up banners and posters all around the hawker center to serve as reminders that cleaners will not be clearing trays.
Every stakeholder seemed to me a little bit nervous, but understandably so, because this social experiment is a bit of a leap of faith for them. The truth is, we don't know what to expect, whether the diners will rise to the occasion, so we'll have to see.
But it didn't take long for trouble to brew. Many ended up sitting next to piles of rubbish. Cleaners tried to remind people to return their trays.
Ask our cleaners to nudge the patron to do tray return, but they got abused before.
What do you mean when you say they get abused?
Scolding, maybe by some vulgarities. Then they will say something like, I pay for the food, why must I help you to return?
Okay, so when they get scolded by these customers, what's the worst that can happen to your cleaners?
They will resign, they will not come to work without informing us. That's why right now, all my cleaners are afraid of asking patrons to do tray return.
It's not just the diners. I noticed the stall holders also getting frustrated.
<laughs>
I am doing something unprecedented at this hawker centre in central Singapore. I have told cleaners not to clear the trays and used crockery from the tables, essentially not to clean up after us. There were a fair share of irate customers, and to my surprise, stall holders too.
I clear the tray for you.
He's right. Dirty tables are just about everywhere. I had to call the experiment to a temporary halt and allow the cleaning crew to clear up the mess. This happened not once, but seven times. After lunch, I met up with Bobby Chu again. I wanted to know how badly his business was affected by my experiment.
那怎么办？你要知道，吃饭的时间只有三个钟头，三个钟头的黄金时间。尤其是在午餐时间，清洁工们呢，应该在最短的时间内把你的托盘啊、碗碟啊归还到你的摊位。如果不归还，没有碗啊。所以就要靠我们国人自己来回归啊。没有办法，我们已经定根了。现在我们已经习惯了，摊主也好，顾客也好。
那些老人家来收碗也好，也是习惯了。如果说新加坡人愿意尝试自己多回归那个托盘跟碗碟，你会愿意给新加坡人一个机会吗？过了两代才可以，现在还不可以。真的，这个要过两代。现在的教育上要教这孩子去收碗啊，那新加坡才可以行动。
Up till now, I only thought that cleaners had to clear food trays because diners expect them to. But it seems that pressure is also coming from stall owners who need their trays to be returned quickly. But my experiment did produce some results. As I find out from the cleaning supervisor, there was an uptake of people returning their trays.
As a supervisor, from your observation, do you think the tray success rate has improved today?
Yes, improved a lot for today. I think the rate is around 40%. Normal day, just 10% of days.
Would you like to tell your workers to repeat the experiment? Is it worth it?
Not worth to get me scolded by the customer. We are not paid to let people score or something like that. But it's the job we have to tolerate.
It's clear that some Singaporeans are willing to clear our own trays when there's no one else clearing after us. I mean, 40% tray return rate, up from 10%, isn't bad at all. But it did come at a painful cost to our cleaners. I saw for myself just how upset not just the diners, but also the stall holders can be.
So I need to find another way to get Singaporeans to return their trays and used crockery. There are no available statistics on how many unreturned food trays are generated at hawker centres across Singapore. So I commissioned my own survey. I sent 10 surveyors from the National University of Singapore to 5 hawker centres across the island. I asked them to record how many unreturned trays and crockery they saw within one peak hour lunch period. The results that came back are shocking.
Well, I've got the results of the survey across just 5 hawker centres. Let's see. On average, Oh, wow. On average, more than 300 trays are unreturned in 1 hour.
To make a change, I think I need to show Singaporeans the scale of the problem. I managed to get in touch with a visual artist to help me out.
It looks weird, it looks disorganized, but this is what the fact is. We have a lot of uncollected trays.
Audrey Ng is going to show us how massive the issue really is. I've gathered 300 used trays and crockery from a hawker centre, and we'll be creating a massive structure from this. Audrey wants to add a special touch to the piece, using concrete hand casts of cleaners to remind people of our reliance on them.
Hello!
Hello.
Hi!
Hi!
Oh,
so I've okay. also brought Madam Chia along to help us.
你的手的姿势需要这样子，就是很像在拖着土环的，对，就是这个手势。我们需要戴上十分钟，阿姨，可以算吗？
Yes, we are done.
It's been a month since I started this mission to get Singaporeans to return our food trays. And while I started off thinking this was a simple problem to solve, I've come to realise the complexities involved. But I am not deterred.
I'm hoping this will push Singaporeans into action. I'm calling it our Tower of Shame.
How does that make you feel?
Scared.
It's quite shocking also, actually.
And I'm going to devise a solution to get diners to return their trays, this time involving technology.
Please return your tray.
Quite noisy, huh?
Okay.
I don't know what is it for.
Can you guess what it is for?